You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome to the weekend edition of the Undisputed Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Taft. Today's podcast features all the best segments from this week's slate of Undisputed. With in-depth interviews and discussions, we have a lot to talk about heading into next week. Skip, Shannon, let's get to it.
The College Football Playoff Selection Committee will release their latest rankings today after Alabama's loss to Auburn. Utah and Oklahoma are expected to move up. They both posted convincing wins Saturday, and each will have another opportunity to impress in their conference championship games. And assuming all the favorites win, we'll get LSU, Ohio State, Clemson, and then either we've got a one-loss Utah or a one-loss Oklahoma as the fourth seed. Reggie, in your opinion, who is most deserving of that spot?
Well, I think Oklahoma's going to have a stronger case because the Pac-12 is down right now. It's a down year. I thought Oregon had the best chance of between Utah and Oregon to win the Pac-12 and then to go on and to play in the playoffs. But I think the loss to Oregon obviously is going to hurt them. It's also going to hurt Utah. We're assuming that Utah beats them in the Pac-12 championship game. But Utah, as of now, has no wins over ranked opponents. Oklahoma's gone into Texas. They beat Texas. They beat, I believe, Iowa State was ranked.
They were.
Most recently, Baylor as well.
And Oklahoma State.
And Oklahoma State as well. And so then they have to play Baylor again, and we're assuming that Oklahoma beats them because that's not going to be an easy game.
It will not be.
Second time around. But I think Oklahoma is going to have a stronger case than either teams. But the one thing that we kind of talk about on our show that's interesting is, you know, for Oregon, playing Auburn week one, right, did that hurt them, right? Did the AD put them in a bad spot by scheduling Auburn?
At Auburn.
At Auburn, first game of the season.
Yep.
Right? And I don't know if, you know, that's – when you look at Alabama, they're playing FCS opponents, you know, first two games, beating teams by 50, 60 points. You know, so I just wonder, I go back to Oregon, did they miss out because they scheduled an SEC team first game of the season?
What you get for biting off more than you can chew. Don't mess with the SEC. Y'all know we represent down there, Si. Don't mess with the Si.
Even if it was a freshman quarterback in his first
game. Yeah, well, they did all about that.
It was
a really good game.
For me, I'm going to say Utah. I agree with you, Reggie. They both have very, very similar resumes. Yeah. But when you look at Utah, they won 8 straight games by an average of 29 points. Only one game has been within one score. That's Washington. They did lose to USC, but Reggie was in attendance. What did you expect? You know they're going to rise up. Man, the Godfather was there. So, you know, they played out of their mind that game.
There it is. That's what it was.
But I look at Oklahoma.
They got a penalty flag, too.
Yeah, I know.
Oklahoma, 3 hit straight wins by 4 points or less. Iowa State should have kicked the PAT and taken the game into overtime. Mm-hmm. Baylor had them. They got off the hook. Baylor let them off the hook. They pulled their best Atlanta Falcons in the Super Bowl. And we know what happened with that. But you can't lose to Kansas State. You can't lose to Kansas State by 100 and make the college football playoff. Look, I just and now that we look back at it, Texas, that was not impressive.
Yeah.
That was not impressive, Skip.
They took a turn.
I haven't spoken
yet. Yeah, I know, but I'm saying, I know you're talking about, see, you're a homer. Because I already know Boomer Sooner. You're going to be, I want to see Jalen Hurts, and he going to win.
Wait, so you're putting words in my mouth?
No. Utah will deserve this, but I'm hoping for the unexpected. I want Georgia to upset LSU. So everything status quo will be as it is.
Where is Alabama in this discussion?
No. You go.
Yeah. Whatever happened to Alabama?
Okay with that?
This is what happened.
Did they give up football?
No. What happened was is the Alabama Invitational, and people were tired of us going every year.
Really?
So we took a year off. We'll be back next year.
So nice of you.
So
appreciate
ain't
that.
Nick Saban.
That was
48.
First time. 40. They won't be in the playoffs.
Wow.
Oh, well, I mean, we can't factor in two pick sixes, but they won. Auburn won. Give them credit.
It's a new era.
So, Shannon Sharp obviously just picked Utah to be the fourth team because he hates Oklahoma, because I love Oklahoma, because I can't help loving Oklahoma because I got born and raised in the tradition. It's in my blood. Shannon, it is happening again.
It ain't.
The third straight year, right before your very eyes. One loss, Oklahoma is going to the fourth spot in the college football playoffs. And I'll be the first to tell you.
You'll get beat down.
They don't deserve it. Okay. They just don't, but they're going to go because it's going to come down to this. Jalen Hurts and Lincoln Riley or Kyle Whittingham and Tyler Huntley? Mm. Nobody even knows who Kyle Whittingham and Tyler Huntley. And nobody can name anybody for Utah. But everybody knows Lincoln Riley might be the next Dallas Cowboy coach. Yeah. And listen, Jalen Hurts has had a phenomenal year. Mm-hmm. And I still have to wonder, what if he had been the Alabama quarterback this year?
Mm.
Maybe he would have stayed healthier because he is like, you want to talk about, I'm knocking on wood for him, but he is a durable, big young man.
Yeah, but if it wasn't for Tua, we would not have that national championship that we played Georgia.
Well, if it wasn't for Jalen,
up the first half.
Yeah, if it wasn't for Jalen Hurts last year, you would not have made the college football
playoff. We would have made it.
You would not have. He saved you in the fourth quarter of the SEC.
But yeah, we'd have had no losses, so we still was going to go.
Maybe.
Even with one loss, we were going. Mm.
Okay, so here we go again because Baker Mayfield lost at home to Iowa State in his year that he went to the college football playoffs. Iowa State was a 31-point underdog at Norman, Oklahoma, and pulled that off, 37-31. I still don't know how it happened. And they managed to overcome that and go to the playoffs.
And caught a nail.
Played Georgia. Well, it took two overtimes to catch a nail. It's not bad when you have one of the worst defenses in the nation. Yeah. And then last year, they lost a shootout to Texas, but they came back in the Big 12 championship game with Kyler, and they avenged the loss, and they went.
And they caught an L, but
yeah, and if they had Hollywood Brown, who is lighting up pro football right now, it would have been a very different story that night.
They could have had Hollywood,
Miami, Destin, it doesn't matter.
Okay, so I keep hearing that the Oklahoma defense is much improved over a year ago, and the stats scream that it is much improved because they finished last year 114th in the country in yards allowed. They're 26th this year. Last year they finished 101st in the country in points allowed. They're 52nd. That's like kind of respectable.
Oh, half.
But guess what happened? They went up to Kansas State.
Manhattan.
Little Apple, Manhattan.
Yeah,
not the Big Apple, the Little Apple. And in a shock to me, they gave up 48 points to a team that had scored all of 13 against Oklahoma State and 12 against Baylor. That's Kansas State.
Yes.
48 points and you lose 48-41. How do you do that? And then they come right back against Iowa State and they somehow survive 42-41 because Iowa State did go for the throat and go for the win. And the quarterback threw to the wrong receiver because the big tight end was just like all alone at the goal line and he just missed
and
it.
And it was pass interference anyway.
It was close. It was close. But I think you're not going to throw that flag on that play. Not at Norman, Oklahoma. So they got away with that one. Then they fell behind at halftime to Baylor 31-10. And I witnessed in the second half the most improbable comeback in college football history to me. If you had eye tested the first half, Oklahoma could not stop Baylor. Now, it was at Baylor. That's one Saturday is going to be at Jerry World. But they could not stop them. And in the second half, this is the great thing about football, you can actually play keep away. If you pull it off, you can play a whole game of keep away. And in the second half, guess what? My team held the ball for 24 minutes. Baylor had it for 6 minutes. Mm-hmm. It was 57 plays for Oklahoma in the second half to 16 plays for Baylor. Baylor had two turnovers.
Exactly. That was the difference in the ball game.
Okay, but Jalen Hurts just kept making third down after fourth down after third down. Mm-hmm. They just snap it to him. And listen, he is not Lamar Jackson because he doesn't have near that kind of burst. Yeah. But trust me, he can run the rock with patience and guts and guile and strength and it's just, he's got a knack for getting yards. And he can make you miss if he gets in your secondary.
And he can throw it, too.
He can throw it.
Football well,
He's going to play for somebody in pro football. I didn't used to think that, but I'm one of them.
I would agree 100% with you. I think now, even more so, looking at what Lamar Jackson is doing, it's opening up doors more and more for guys like Jalen Hurts.
His door is wide open. So they come back somehow and beat Baylor. And now Vegas is saying they're an 8.5-point favorite over a team that had them down 31-10 at halftime. That seems like too many points.
Defense better show up.
You better show way
better
up,
show up
in that game.
Let's go Bears. I love the Baylor Bears. Baylor Bears is a good team. Yeah, I like Baylor.
Well, they their turnaround is pretty remarkable in the last couple of years.
The one thing that Baylor does have is they got that defense. Yeah. And their defense has been playing lights out all season long for the most part. But in that second half is where they gave it up to Oklahoma. If that defense can play better this time around, they're going to have a good shot to win.
You want to talk about just willing a team to win? Mm-hmm. Jalen Hurts just said, I'll take it. Yeah. Put it on my back and I'll take you home. Mm-hmm. And he took them all the way home.
They dodged the bullet. Oklahoma State without their quarterback, running back, torn ACL. You guys dodged some bullets.
Receiver. You got me.
Receiver. They had Tyler Wallace.
Yeah. You got me.
He's giving you headaches this year, too. Jeez.
Yeah, that Kansas State gave me a stomach ache is what it gave me.
Are you Baylor superstitious had watching
they did.
Oklahoma?
Yeah.
Yeah. You have different routines. Okay. I just wanted to make sure it wasn't just the Cowboys. I wasn't sure if it was always the
same. But every year, they seem to survive their one loss.
It only matter, though. Yep. Thursday night happening.
Let's see.
Oh, no, you're back to Thursday.
Jalen Hurts and Lincoln Riley, or are those Utah guys?
Utah! Utes! Everybody want to see the Utes.
Whittingham has had a lot of successful programs over the last couple of years.
No,
The Pac-12 after dark, it's just the, in terms of
Pac-12
the nation and who's watching, it does
nobody
hurt those teams.
Nobody. East Coast, everybody in the bed. Ain't nobody was in.
And if it was different, we tried to convince them if they wanted to kick off at 9 a.m.
We tried.
June,
we tried hard, too.
I'm really going for it. Because it's hard. It's hard to get the eyeballs.
Yeah. Well, out here in Los Angeles, you can watch my Sooners at 9 a.m. on Saturday morning.
We like to keep you happy.
Yep. Watch them, Shannon.
I'll be working out.
Yeah, watch the miracle.
Appreciate
happen.
You watching y'all us go, on
y'all,
the weekend.
Y'all catching the nail.
Yeah, I think you're in trouble again.
Y'all catching the nail.
Oklahoma's going to survive to the playoffs, and Dallas is going to survive to the playoffs.
I think I might be willing to put a case of dew on that, too.
Yeah?
Really?
Yeah,
oh, that's gutsy of you.
Okay.
I need the 8.5 points, though.
No, you don't.
No, hold on. Skip, hold on.
They were ahead 31 to 10.
No, so what does Vegas say?
Yeah.
Vegas say 8.5. I need 8.5. Hmm. 8.5, Skip.
No points. I'll take it head up right now.
No.
Straight up.
Yeah, Skip,
8.5.
Yeah, that's what Vegas said.
I can't take that. I can't get 8.5, sir.
Skip, give me 8.5.
Nope.
I would do it for you.
31-10. You wouldn't do anything.
Yes, I would.
That's why you've been giving up.
I got it. Let's do it. Head up.
Nope.
Straight up for a case right now.
No.
That 8.5 is dicey. Yeah.
All right, I'm going to let you guys think about this one. Well, I hope you both catch Reggie and I in Indy this weekend. Mm-hmm. See you there, Reggie. Thank you so much for being here. No mercy. So the city of Los Angeles is taking the NBA by storm. It's been fun to watch. LeBron and the Lakers have won 11 of their last 12 games and sit atop the West with an 18-3 record. Meanwhile, the Clippers are right behind at 16-6 and have lost only one game at home all season. Both teams racked up wins last night. Fox Sports NBA analyst Chris Broussard joining us now. I just can't believe that we are a quarter of the way through the season already. It feels like it's flown by.
Yeah.
So, in your opinion, right now, who is better, Lakers, Clippers?
Well, considering that the Broussard power rankings are coming out today, and in this sea of power rankings, these are the definitive
rankings. Yeah. Good to know.
I have the Lakers ranked ahead, one spot ahead of the Clippers. Now, I know Skip and others will probably say the Clippers' schedule has been tough. And I'll admit, no other team has a list of victims, bodies, whatever you want to call it, like the Clippers. They've beaten the Lakers, the Jazz, the Raptors, the Rockets, the Celtics, the Mavericks. Here's the thing, though. They've played more home games than any team in the league. 14 of their 22 games at home. And the all those victories over those good teams, all of them were at home except Dallas. Okay, so they've had it fairly easy. I got to admit, I was glad to see the Lakers' victory last night over Denver. That, to me, that was a defining game because they have been beaten up on the Little Sisters of the Poor.
Okay.
All right, they have.
Yeah.
But last night, they go into Denver, obviously one of the toughest places to play in the league. Mm. AD completely shuts down Nikola Jokic.
Even sick.
Yo, it was.
You know?
Yeah, right. And
I think Jokic was sick.
Nah, yeah,
he was sick of AD.
Sick of AD.
But I'm going with the Lakers. Here's a few reasons in addition. One, I think LeBron James has reestablished himself, if not the best player in the world, that's up for debate. He's the best player in that building. He is the best player in that building now. He's reestablished that.
Reestablished.
Oh. They are the best tandem. LeBron and AD, because they're more versatile. Mm. We saw what AD did to Jokic. Who on the Clippers, and certainly not Kawhi or Paul George, can do that to Nikola Jokic, to a big man? So the fact that they have the interior defender in AD, the seven, you know, close to seven-footer. I think that gives them that tandem an edge. Obviously, they got depth. But here's the other thing, too. The Lakers, and I have to give them props for this, they are respecting the regular season. The Clippers, mainly Kawhi, is not. I'm sorry, and I have to give them points for respecting the regular season. I'm not one that's going to sit here and, you know, talk about LeBron or castigate LeBron for playing hard in the regular season. This is we praise Michael Jordan for doing that.
Especially somebody I know. I ain't calling no name, Skip Bayless.
And now no LeBron is respecting the regular season. AD played through shoulder, elbow, ribs. Last night, flu-like
symptoms.
You know somebody else would have sat out down the hall.
No doubt.
And so I'm giving the Lakers the edge. They're the best team right now.
Go ahead. You've chopped it. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Do you realize that once again last night at Denver, LeBron James played almost the entire fourth quarter? It was all 11-19, so he took a few seconds off, and it was by far the most minutes played of anybody on his team or anybody in the entire basketball game. He's in his 17th year, and this is classic tortoise hare argument, because the tortoise is going to catch the hare, because the tortoise is Kawhi, because he's load managing for April, May, and June. And LeBron is going all out trying to steal an MVP in his 17th year, because he now leads the NBA in shot attempts in the fourth quarter. Why is that? Because a lot of nights, he's just stat stuffing through garbage time. He's playing 12 minutes in the fourth quarter against Atlanta. Seriously.
That's just, he loves the game.
Okay, he loves the game. He loves those numbers that he's putting up, because he's taking a bunch of shots.
You ain't saying about Tom Brady. You ain't saying anything about Tom Brady throwing in the fourth quarter.
Well, it's different who load manages in pro football. Nobody does.
Can I ask you something? Because I think I know how your brain works with LeBron. Do you think that he is going all out to win the MVP, and if it costs him in the playoffs, he has an excuse? I don't believe that. I know you don't. But do you think he's doing that, and if he runs, he has an excuse that he can say,
with the chip
I played
on his
too
shoulder
hard.
Because everybody said he was washed.
Washed.
So he's the hashtag Wash King. Watch this, said the Wash King.
Yeah.
And I'm watching, and it's great.
Yeah.
Man. He's been sensational. And if you want to take that crown right now, you can have your crown at the quarter pole. He is cruising for a bruising, a literal bruising, because he is, I'm knocking on wood for him, because I don't like to wish
Thank
this
you.
On anybody, but he is asking for injury trouble down the stretch, because you can't keep doing this.
What is Kawhi asking for? Because he low managing and low managing on the court.
He's asking for freshness.
You got to admit this, Skip. Kawhi, they better win it this year, right? Because if he low manages like this and they don't win the championship.
When he hasn't load managed. He load managed all through his San Antonio
time.
Yeah,
but
now, look at all the games
I get it, but
he load managed through Toronto last year and they won the championship.
Right, and so that's why people gave him a pass. But if he load manages this year and they don't win it, I think people are going to be like, look, play 82 or, you know, try to play as many games as you can like everybody else.
Hey, what this team, you can have it at the quarter pole. I'll give you that. And I told him earlier, Anthony Davis has made a case. He is the defensive player of the year so far. Mm-hmm. We got a long way to go. Three quarters of an 82-game season left to play. But he has been, to me, both defensive player of the year and MVP so far, because this team is way better than I thought
MVP
it would be. Yes.
Wow.
I mean, to me, he's just dominating. What he did to Jokic last night was shocking. Because Jokic against my Spurs in the first round of the playoffs last year went seven games, and we couldn't deal with him. We're sending three guys at him.
Right.
They sent one guy at him, and one guy sent him home. Like he was the little sister of the poor last night.
When you got the big security guard, you don't need extra security.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? You get the more big mouths than you. Hey,
seriously.
Hell that.
I said this earlier, I'm going to say it again. If I had just turned on that game watching the Denver Nuggets for the first time, I would have said, who is that guy? He doesn't belong in the league. No, seriously, he looked unathletic, slow, and completely in over his head. He was throwing balls in the seventh row like he was so overwhelmed. He was psychologically taken out of the game by Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
Wow.
And guess what? That means Paul George Paul George or Kawhi will have to guard him.
Yep.
Paul George and Kawhi gonna have to guard AD.
Don't you think they're gonna put Harrell on?
Yeah.
Harrell don't start. You gonna start Harrell?
Zubac, yeah. Well, no, but when he's
Who's Zubac? What you gonna do with JaVale? You know, we got the skyscrapers.
Oh, you're talking about the Lakers. I thought Clippers. You were talking about Garden Jokic.
Yeah. No, Lakers.
You're missing the point. There is a behemoth in the basement at Staples. A behemoth. It is a seven-headed monster, and it can defend like the Lakers never thought about defending as a unit, as a team.
Yeah.
Because I love what Doc said last night. He said, they played Portland at home, obviously. At halftime, we didn't make any adjustments. We said, something's going to have to give here. We either start defending or we're really going to have a long night. And Montrez said after the game, we just decided we're going to impose our will on them on the defensive end in the third quarter and create havoc. And they did. It was 27-17 Clippers over Blazers in the third quarter, and the game was over.
But here,
because they just took CJ and Dame out of everything they can do. They're just lost out
right.
there. The arms are too long.
The perimeter, Skip, those are perimeter players, and when the shots aren't falling, it's going to be difficult for Portland to get points.
When they can't get the shots
but
off.
But when you got AD, dump it down. Mm. You know LeBron can play with his back to the basket too, right?
Right.
You know LeBron, Skip, history shows us what LeBron does to Paul George.
You think he can back Kawhi down?
Yes.
Okay, well, let's
see. But he'll go by. See, that's the thing. They're great defenders, no question. But they don't defend at the rim. Like LeBron has had trouble historically with seven-footers at the rim. Even Roy Hibbert to a degree in Indiana. They don't have that.
Zubats ain't bad.
We flush on Zubats.
We going to treat him like, who was that? Was in Portland? Was that Jokic?
No, it's Nurkic.
Nurkic. Oh. I mean, yeah. Nurkic, yeah. He's going to treat him
He's going to get Portal next time.
Yeah.
He goes after that. That's his type.
But you know, remember, that's why Golden State got JaVale McGee. Remember, they inserted JaVale McGee into the starting lineup.
Right.
You better be careful.
Protection
with
at the rim.
He's my guy.
Okay.
You going to get Love saying his name.
He can leap. He took James Harden right out of the game.
Oh, man.
James had a shot to win the game at the end of regulation. It went two overtimes, and he knocked it into the 20th row.
Yeah.
It was a great block.
That's what we're doing.
Way to go.
I'm just trying to figure out how have you ever seen the best player on the planet not be in the MVP conversation at the quarter pole?
Hmm.
He's in the conversation.
Kawhi didn't no conversation.
Okay, but we got...
He's talking about Kawhi.
So you got Kawhi's
best player? No, that's what everybody's been telling us. You know everybody's been telling us that.
Kawhi has sacrificed regular season awards.
He doesn't care.
He's not going to be first team All NBA. He's not going even in the thought for an MVP. Huh. And all
but
the rest, defensive
should,
player to you.
Honestly, if he's not playing, he shouldn't be up for
right. Sorry. So he's giving
Who
all that
lit
up
the cigar
for the postseason.
At the end of the year? Huh?
He better light it again. That's all I'm saying.
It ain't like nothing. It's going to be one of the more tricks of God going to blow up in his face.
And everyone else is doing something else. Which
what's he on pace for?
I'm surprised Skip has let it go, but that's just me.
We're in early December, and you're celebrating like you just
won it all.
Yes, you are.
I'm just... my guy is doing is what I've seen him do for the previous 60 years.
My guys are positioning themselves to win the championship. Your guy is positioning himself. He hopes to win MVP in his 17th
We're going to take sweepstakes. We greedy.
Fun season.
We greedy. We're going to take sweepstakes.
Chris, thank you. Thank you for joining us. No mercy. So the Panthers fired head coach Ron Rivera yesterday after Carolina got beat by Washington for their fourth loss in a row and seventh on the season. It's being reported that the next head coach for the Panthers will play a significant role in determining Cam Newton's future with the team moving forward. It's been speculated that the Panthers could be moving on from Cam to free up nearly $20 million in cap space next season. And according to Fox Bet, Jim Harbaugh is the betting favorite to be the Panthers' next coach, followed by Jason Garrett and Josh McDaniels. How about those three names? Shannon, should the new coaching staff keep Cam?
I believe so, but I also believe that the owner has it right. I'm going to let the head coach, I'm going to bring him in, I'm going to give him power, and I'm going to let him decide. But I believe they should keep Cam because I believe he's their best option. Now, I say that, Skip, saying, okay, you're going to bring somebody that's going to be willing to work and put a system in place for that use his unique skill set. Skip, look, we wanted Norv Turner because we know what Norv Turner can do with conventional quarterbacks. Norv Turner, basically their route tree is the bang eight, which is the 1-3-3-4-5 and throw the skinny post.
Mm-hmm.
He has the deep comeback and he has the speed out. But that's not what Cam is. Now, if you hire Greg Roman, let's just say for the sake of argument, Skip, and I know he wasn't mentioned in this, Greg Roman. Okay, you see the skill set and what he's done with Lamar Jackson. Now, Jim Harbaugh, he had a guy that was very similar to Cam in Colin Kaepernick.
Yep.
So I think that goes a long way. But I believe if they were to say, no, Cam, we want to go in a different direction, We're going to clear the decks. We want someone else to be the face of our franchise. Cam will have suitors. It's being reported that he is going to have the surgery on his foot, mm-hmm. which is going to keep him out 8 to 12 weeks, so which means, mm-hmm. Skip, by the time free agency roll around, he should be fairly healthy, yep. and teams go in their medical staff and take a look at that foot. So I believe he'll have choices. But I do believe he's their best option. We see Kyle Allen now. They get 3 or 4 games of game tape on you, Skip. He sure doesn't look as good as he did in the first 3 games, did he, Skip? Mm-mm. Now he's looking like, okay, now I see why you went undrafted. Mm. I believe Cam would be their best option, but you're going to have to be a coach that's willing to put a system in place that will work with his unique skill set.
Mm. So I hear you, and you could be right about this, but let's start with this new owner, David Tepper, who just pulled the plug on Ron Rivera with, what are we, 4 games left.
Go.
Huge ego, potentially the next Jerry Jones.
Oh.
Quick point in his career, he once worked for Goldman Sachs. He seems to have a real financial genius about him because mm-hmm. he is a billionaire. And I read last night that he came up with a way to help save Goldman Sachs during the crash of 1987, and he thought he would be promoted to a partner after that, but he feels like he was passed over because, quote-unquote, he was too loud and profane. This is the owner of the Carolina Panthers.
Well, I know how Goldman Sachs got bailed out. Government money, just like a lot of the other ones got bailed out with government money.
All right. So he doesn't need anybody to bail him out
now. Nah, he good.
Because his ego is big enough that he thinks he can recreate the Panthers in his image. Mm-hmm. So he wants to start it from the top down.
Right.
He wants to start it over. So I'm just going to guess. This is my educated guess from a distance, or my 2 cents from a distance. He'll want to start over with a new coach and a new quarterback.
Yes.
And
because both of those remind him of what? The old regime.
That is
correct.
That's
Jerry Richardson. He hired Ron Rivera and Cam.
And probably to his point, Cam has taken a lot of hits, man. In fact, I saw stats last night. He has taken the most hits of any pro football player in the time he's been in pro football.
Wow.
That's running back, anybody. Wow. He's taken the most hits of anybody on offense.
Right.
It's a lot of wear and tear.
It is.
And he's invited a lot of those hits.
Correct.
And he's dished as much as he has taken.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is, he's had 2 shoulder surgeries, and there was some doubt early this year when he didn't seem to have enough gun left to throw the deep ball.
Correct.
And what did he do the best when he was running and throwing? He could wing it, man.
Yep.
So if you take that away from him, now 2 surgeries on shoulders and 1 on his foot, take away a little bit of quickness,
mobility,
maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Would I like to see him as the Bears quarterback next year? Sure, I would. Mm-hmm. I think that would be a huge upgrade for the Chicago Bears. You could make cases, L.A. Chargers, obviously.
Right.
Wherever Tom Brady doesn't go, if in fact he gets pushed out the back door. So there will be plenty of suitors for Cam. And the truth is, heart of hearts for me, I would like to see him get a fresh start somewhere.
You could be right.
Yeah. Just start over and with a new big chip on your shoulder, because Cam can be pretty fierce when he's got a big chip on his shoulder.
And you know, Skip, sometimes when you're in a location for an extended period of time, people start to take for granted, and they don't realize how good you were. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, and they're starting to get a little taste of it now because they've kind of fallen on hard times because Christian McCaffrey's not losing his mind. So they like, okay, we're going to shut down C-Mac, and we're going to see what your quarterback can do.
Yep.
Well, now that C-Mac can't go for $150 and 112 receiving, and Kyle Allen has to win these games, now you see just how pedestrian he actually looks.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you're right, Skip. I think Carolina would be a great place, but like I said before, I believe he'll have his suitors. You know, if Jerry Jones says Jason Garrett will be a hot commodity on the open market, I believe Cam Newton would be hot commodity. But again, Skip, it goes back to he's not everybody's cup of tea,
mm-hmm.
and you got to be willing to put him in a system mm-hmm. that fits his skill set.
Yep. So I've always been a big Ron Rivera fan, mm-hmm. and I think he's a rock-solid football coach
yep.
with a defensive mindset. But then last night, I start scanning his records as the head coach of the Carolina Panthers, and it's not that great.
No.
Mm. They're 6 out of 9 years, they had losing records. When they hit, they really hit. They went to the Super Bowl with 15-1.
Right.
And in the postseason, he's 7-3, which that's
pretty
sell
good.
That.
Yeah.
Okay. But Do I blame David Tepper for saying, I want to start over? I don't.
Right.
Okay, that's fine with me.
Because that's what he said, Skip. He said, I knew I was going to be looking for a new head coach. Let me go ahead and start the
just
process.
Just do it. And again, I liked his idea of, I don't want to be sneaking behind his back and trying to interview guys on the sly and have Ron find out about it before the season.
Right.
Because he said, I'm already hearing that some of the coaches who might be in play are already getting feelers from other teams that need a new coach.
Right.
So he wanted to get ahead of that. I'm fine with all that. I also remind everybody, I loved Will Grier coming out of college. Mm-hmm. And he's the third string quarterback.
Right.
He has not had a chance yet.
No.
But I thought Will Grier was the second best quarterback in that draft behind Kyler Murray.
Okay.
And I want to see, and maybe they want to see, what he could do going forward with a new regime and a new coach.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe they're down. I have no idea. But I just know at West Virginia, he could light it up. And you saw some games.
Oh, yeah. He always really impressed me. Yeah. So I'm surprised he hasn't.
I think the thing is, but Tepper needs to understand whether it's going to be Kyle Allen or Will Grier, or you go into the draft.
They well might go into the draft. Mm-hmm. Yep.
But just know, Skip, the likelihood of a rookie quarterback taking you somewhere, you understand you have some lean time now.
Well, he had a quote yesterday about that and said, I'm not this, don't look to me to be the savior. If you think I'm the savior, I want to introduce you to the Tooth Fairy or Santa Claus, or I got a bridge to sell you in Brooklyn, right?
So.
Okay, so I got that. So he's trying to temper
expectations. When you've had the kind of success that he has, that's easier said than done. Because he can snap his fingers and whatever he wants, when you have that kind of wealth, you can get. But it doesn't work like that in sports.
Mm-mm.
Because it doesn't, especially football, because you have a cap, you can't just be the Yankees or the Red Sox and go get, I'm going to get the best pitcher, first baseman, second baseman,
that
center fielder.
True.
You can't do that in football.
Mm-hmm.
So you said, okay, yeah, I understand, you know, it's going to take some time. Are you really?
Mm.
Are you sure?
It's a process.
You have that kind of time.
Yep.
You have that kind of stomach for patience.
Jerry Jones dominated the oil fields of Oklahoma and Texas. And then he dominated the NFL for a while.
Right.
And then it's been since the 1995 season since he won a Super Bowl.
Right.
And it's been forever since they had any playoff run.
But Skip, the thing is, people look at what the Patriots doing. They're like, that it's got to be. I mean, they can't be the only one that's doing. I mean, everybody practices. No, that's an anomaly. Like the Yankees winning all, I think they went 12 straight years and when they won 90 games, or they won, what, 7 out of 10 championships. Mm-hmm. Skip, those are anomalies. Those don't happen. They'll only happen once in a lifetime.
Mm.
So you think that somebody's going to be able to replicate at a destination what New England's doing? No.
Mm.
So get that thought. Skip, you ain't going to have no 17 straight seasons of 10 wins.
Mm.
Get that out your head.
That is true. But I wish Cam well.
Yes, I wish him health.
Yeah. Okay.
Everything else will take care of itself. I want him to get totally healthy, that foot, those shoulders, and then, hey, go somewhere, if it's not in Carolina, that will embrace your skill set and put a system around you.
Yeah.
Not say, okay, well, this guy was great with Troy Aikman. This guy, he's the quarterback whisperer. But is he going to run a system that's conducive to what Cam can really do well?
Yep.
And he had a nice post about Ron Rivera.
He
and,
did.
You know, they had been together since 2011, only coach he's ever had.
Right.
So, I mean, that's hard. That's a long relationship.
I mean, they did a thing, Skip. They were talking about the players that came in that draft. Cam out. Von Miller missed the game. J.J. Watt missed the game.
Yep.
Julio missed the game.
Yep.
All the top guys, like wow, 2011. But that was a heck of a draft.
It was.
Just remember, he's only 30 years old.
30.
So just keep that in mind if he's able to get well.
He's got a lot of football left. No mercy.
We're now joined by Super Bowl champ and Fox Sports college football analyst,
morning.
Reggie Bush.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Morning.
So, Reggie, who wins the NFC East?
This is a tough one.
Yeah.
How about nobody?
Right. Can I say nobody? Is that in there? Yeah, this is a tough one because when I look at the Cowboys, most talented team on paper, but you cough up a game at home on Thanksgiving to the Buffalo Bills, a game that they should have won. And then I liked what you said, Skip, on Friday, because I really also believe that Philly would win out because they have the easiest remaining schedule. But, man, that defense looked really bad, especially the secondary.
Ooh, they looked pathetic.
Terrible. There were a couple plays where I saw in that game where guys are in position to make a play on the football. I mean, literally staring at Carson Wentz. And Goddard gets behind him, or another receiver gets behind him and catches a touchdown. And so it just, either way, I don't feel good. Eagles 0-7 when chilling in the fourth quarter.
Mm.
And the Cowboys, they haven't beat a winning team all season long.
Not.
But something tells me
that the Dallas Cowboys will still find a way to win out and get to the playoffs because they still have, again, they still got the most talented team on roster. Mm. They can always turn around and hand it to Zeke 25, 30 times.
Oh. They should do that, but they exactly. want to throw it
like, why didn't like they that? Did against Minnesota late. Yeah, it's great.
Like your guy
lost the game doing that.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
Turn around and hand it to Zeke.
Mm.
You know what, Skip?
Hand it to Zeke for zero. Zeke for one. Or hand it to him for two.
But let me ask you a question. But when Dak has three straight incompletions, mm-hmm. do y'all stop throwing the ball?
I can't remember him having three straight incompletions.
I can. Mm. You saw that QBR he had the other day? Mm. But that's neither here nor there.
Leads the whole league in passing yards. I don't know.
See?
Go ahead.
See? You see what you're doing there? You try to.
I'm not doing anything.
No, you don't got QBR to hang on anymore, huh? Mm.
He's third.
Yeah, he got QBR.
Well, third's pretty good.
No, it ain't pretty good. First is good.
He led the league most of the year.
Eagles. The thing, and I'm just hanging on to the Eagles because I just believe the Cowboys would do Cowboys
things. No,
because
you bet your pride in five cases. That's all.
You can go either way with this question and still be wrong.
Excuse me. Cowboys are going to do Cowboys thing. I just need – can I get the offense and the defense to show up at the same day? Because one day the offense will show up, skipping the defense like we on vacation.
Yeah. Which team are you talking about?
I'm talking about the Eagles. Because the Eagles
– I thought you were talking about the Cowboys.
No. The Eagles, they give up 100 points to Minnesota. Mm-hmm. They lose at home to Detroit.
They did. Yeah.
And I'm like, come on, man. Y'all better than this.
Yeah.
And then
– that's what Michael Bennett yelled at the Cowboys after the Buffalo game. Well, you're better than this.
Well, I need somebody from the Eagles locker room to yell that, to say we're better than this. And it's like – Wentz can play better. He just needs to be more consistent. Mm. And hopefully, Alshon will be back. I don't even know Aguilar. Mm. I don't know. You saw him out there on the Hail Mary. They put him out there so to knock it down so he can knock it in Alshon's hand. That's why he was going, because they know he wasn't going to jump up and catch it.
He is not going to criticize the USC guy. So just let
him. Oh, Aguilar with you? Oh, my bad, Rick. I'm sorry, Rick. Rick with them hands. That's your guy, brick hand. Mm. The Cowboys skip look. Why you over there bumping your guns and you laughing? The Cowboys have been just as inconsistent as the Eagles, okay? Very inconsistent. They just happen to have...
He's not saying
just,
anything.
They got off to the better start. They started 3-0, and I thought... I think the Eagles started off 1-2, and then they had to go to Green Bay and win. They got to 2-2.
Thanks to Brett Favre.
No, Brett Favre will be retired.
Turned into Brett Favre. Oh. That's what I'm saying. Aaron Rodgers turned into Brett Favre.
But I still believe that they'll win out. The Cowboys are going to lose two of these games. Mm. They're not beating the Bears, the Rams, the Eagles. Chicago. That's not going to happen, Skip. They're losing two. We're going to win out, and you're going to come in here, and you're going to be all upset at me, and you're going to cut me off. You're not going to let me talk. You're going to say it's my turn. You're going to say I'm boring. You're going to say all that, and I ain't going to even care.
You're going to take the ball and throw it over the fence because you're going to be all pouty and say, okay, I won't talk the rest of the show.
This is the question I got with the Cowboys, though. Has Jason Garrett lost the locker room? Because
did Jason Garrett ever have the locker room? Might be a better question.
I don't know, but
I think the locker room just tunes him out.
Yeah.
It's just like noise in their ears. It's like buzz. Like a buzz in their ears.
Yeah. I wonder because when I was in Miami, Coach Sperano, rest in peace, lost the locker room. He got fired. Same thing happened in Detroit with Jim Schwartz our first year. And we had a good football team, too, with Calvin Johnson, Stafford. We were throwing the ball well, but we couldn't hold on to it.
And Joik were like, we set a record.
Yeah, we set records. And then we were turning the football over too much, though. And so I just wonder, has Jason Garrett lost his locker room? Because I'm hearing reports of guys shouting and pointing fingers. Mm-hmm. And once that's happened, Sharp, once you lose that locker room, there is nothing you can do.
And that only happens in a locker room where the coach has no control now.
Mm-hmm. Could be right. So the scariest words that I ever hear about this football team came out of your mouth to start this discussion. You said, this is the most talented team. Every time I hear that, I just cringe because it just doesn't play to its talent. I got it. I look at on paper and I'm like, ooh, wow, I got him.
Got a lot of great players.
This should work. I saw this team get hot, catch fire late last year or last 10 games, go 8-2. Mm-hmm. They couldn't stop making plays. Every time I turn around, they made another play that worked out. What's the one you like to talk about against the Eagles at Jerry World, where Amari looked like the ball was intercepted, popped up in the air, and he snatched it and took it in the end zone.
Yep, overtime last year.
Okay, that's what happens when you're hot.
Yep.
And this team is not hot, and it never got hot the whole year. So it's 6-6, and it, to your point, it hadn't beaten one decent team because it hadn't beat one team with a winning record except for quote-unquote Philadelphia. which is not a decent team. So Philly has made possible Dallas. And Philly made possible Dallas because Dallas beat Philadelphia back on October 20th at Jerry World. And the Cowboys, completely uncharacteristically early in that game, did two things they don't do the rest of the year. They forced two turnovers. They don't force turnovers. They're at the bottom of the barrel and forcing turnovers. They're dead last in intercepting passes. They've intercepted four all year. Oh, but that night at Jerry World, national TV, right out of the box, Wentz throws to Dallas Goedert, appropriately named Dallas at Dallas, and he gets dislodged from the football by Jalen Smith, and here we go. Yep. We took it right in and cashed it.
7-0.
And then here we go, and Carson Wentz, they get the kickoff, and they're back at their 20-yard line, and he drops back, and DeMarcus Lawrence did something that actually looked like he was a $100 million player. Yeah. He strip-sacked him. And it took 14 yards for them to score and go up 14-0, and that was pretty much the end of that ball game. I don't see that defense do that the rest of the year.
Yeah.
So how can I trust it? So once again, Vegas says, you're a 3-point favorite going to the Bears Thursday night. Fox, be there. Watch it. Because
they've been favored in a lot of games.
Yeah, well, they've been favored in every game every except game. The one at New England.
Hey, guess what?
Okay, I'll be watching this game with one eye closed because I don't trust them.
Maybe you could do that.
Yeah.
Maybe trying
that,
everything.
That might unjinx them.
It ain't gonna matter.
You know what? I'm going to try that. That's my new deal. I'm going to watch like this.
Khalil Mack.
Yeah.
Right? Well, he's all
Chicago. I know.
Watch. Just watch.
I'm counting on it.
Okay. Well, you know he will be. So, but here's, pardon my language, this is the damnedest dynamic I have ever encountered in my history of covering pro football. The damnedest dynamic is Dallas can go lose to the Bears and can come home and lose to the Rams, and it just doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because all they have to do, they have to go to Philly and win. And then they would have to come back home and beat the Redskins and they would win the NFC East. Yeah. And they would get a home playoff game. Thank you very much. And I think they're going to do that because the one game I do trust them in is at Philly. I just think they love to play against the Eagles. They kind of got the Eagles' number. I think they got Carson Wentz's number.
I think you could be right about that. Yeah.
Okay.
Carson Wentz is going to show you don't have my number. He's going to say, I changed my number. The number that you had is no longer in service.
Yeah,
and I'm about to throw for 3 bills and 3 touchdowns and get up out of here with this dub.
He's going to change from number 11 to number 13.
No,
unlucky against
you're going to find out. You're about to find out. He's going to show you why
I'm
the best quarterback of that draft.
Well, you know he's not.
That's what he's going to say.
Dak has proven once and for all he is the best quarterback in this division, and that will prevail in the end.
No, it won't.
So, again, Dallas is a product of Philadelphia, and they're going to win the division because Philly is even worse than they are. Mm-hmm. That's the bottom line to this division.
You're going to be sad.
Yeah. No, I'm not.
Yeah, you're going to be sad.
I can't be any sadder than I have been for 6 and 6. I'm worn out watching this team.
Wait until Friday.
Yeah?
Wait until Friday.
I don't care about Thursday night. I don't care. I swear, I don't care. They'll probably lose.
They're going to. Ain't no prob.
It's hard to go in Chicago in December and win football games.
You got that right.
You
know that.
Oh, my God.
But Dallas is practicing outside.
Yeah,
but there's something a bit different about 60 degrees outside.
It's a little
10 degrees outside. That water coming off Lake Michigan.
Dak's wearing that glove on his right hand in 60-degree weather.
So. Well, there you go.
Okay.
At least learned that
he learned the leather, huh?
Wearing that glove in those conditions. It's a good sign.
Wow. He's only threw for 20 yards.
Shannon, your team spit the bit at Miami.
We'll gain it back. Man,
we gave you an early Christmas present on Thanksgiving, and you took it right down to Miami and dropped it right in the ocean.
Watch what we do.
Way to go.
Last 4 games.
Yeah.
4-0. Well, division champ.
You should win 3 of them.
We're going to win 4 of them. What part?
Two Giants and Redskins. Way to go.
Y'all played them.
Yeah. You had past tense, the easiest schedule to close in the NFL. Yeah. Easiest to close at Miami.
Hold on.
What did Miami do to the Patriots last year?
Yeah.
That was last year.
I got it.
Yeah.
That was Tom Brady. They did that to Tom Brady.
Mm.
You maintain such a positive approach to the Eagles. I'm really surprised.
My team can't lose for winning because they try to lose, but they keep winning thanks to your team.
But see, Skip, winning is a habit, so is losing. And your team
it
has
is.
It.
Yeah. And to your point, let's do say hypothetically they lose to Bears and lose to Rams.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then they would have lost 5 of 6. They would be 6-8 going to Philadelphia. And how much confidence would they have? I don't know. It's just something about the Eagles. Flip the switch.
I think Jared Goff and Todd Gurley got one of the performances like they had for the Cardinals.
Well,
I think I could really see that happening.
Yeah.
Well, to your point, the Bears have won 3 of their last 4, and it looked like the Rams flipped the switch.
Yeah. Right.
They said, here we go. We're back to being
Aaron
Rams.
Donald.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ooh.
I can't find him most games.
Oh, don't worry about you. I tell you what. Turn your TV on to channel 11 a week.
On in 2 weeks. Thursday night?
Yeah. In 2 weeks. No, they play on a Sunday. Mm.
Yeah.
In 2 weeks.
Oh, I think it's Sunday night.
Yeah. In 2 weeks.
That's right, on Sunday.
Turn your TV. You'll be able to find it. Aaron, you hear that? Oh, he watched the show.
Really?
Get better, say he can't find you.
Mm. Two of the best pass rushers 2 weeks in a row.
I saw him against little tiny Kyler Murray.
Oh, smash him down. Smash him down. Yeah, get out of here.
That's a tough one.
That was a big sack.
You know, you little kid. Your parents say, boy, get off there. Yeah. That's how you smash Kyler. Get down.
Threw him down.
Can't do anything.
He was impressive. That's the best defensive player.
You say you've never seen anybody hit fast, like, little feet. He couldn't get away from old Aaron Donald.
He's got a pulled hamstring. He does have a pulled hamstring.
They pulled more than his hamstring. No
mercy. The Patriots were stunned last night by the Texans, allowing 4 passing touchdowns, which was as many as they had allowed all season. On the offensive side of the ball, Tom Brady was frustrated for the majority of the game and was shown on the sideline telling his receivers they need to be better. The loss cost New England the lead for the number one seed in the AFC after Baltimore's win over San Francisco earlier in the day. We're now joined by Hall of Famer and Fox Sports NFL analyst Eric Dickerson. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you back. Eric, can you still see the Patriots winning the Super Bowl?
Well, I know Skip not going to like this. First of all, I never thought they were going to win the Super Bowl this year.
No?
No, I never did. You know what I'm saying? When something's too good to be true, it usually is.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They were looking too good. Mm. Patriots usually start off kind of slower. You know, they look just okay. And I'm like, I think it's going to be a team that just going to come out of nowhere, that's going to possibly be in the Super Bowl this year. Mm-hmm. I never thought the Patriots, because when I look at the Patriots, they don't have the weapons that they've had before. I mean, the system is still there, but, you know, if you stop James White and you stop Julian Edelman, who do they have? You know, Sanu can get no separation. If they had A.B. on that football team, this would be a whole different football
team.
Especially offensively.
Yep.
And defensively, they're good, but they're not great. You know, I think they're 5th in the league in punts. Now, you think about it, when you punt that many times, your defense like, hey, man,
you got to
get us off this field.
You.
Yeah, we chasing these guys all over the field. So, for me, I just never thought the Patriots going to win. I could be wrong. Mm. I could be wrong, but I'm going to stand by. I never did, and I don't think they're going to make the Super Bowl this year.
I think they can, but it won't be Tom Brady as the MVP. The strength of this team is the defense. And if you look at them, like I said, I told Skip earlier this morning, he got upset. I said, right now, Tom Brady's the grand marshal of the parade. He ain't doing no more waving. And all the other guys, the defense, they're doing all the heavy lifting. Because you see, and when you keep punting the ball, I don't care how great your defense is, keep putting them out there on the field. Mm-hmm. And you'll see what happened to them. And we saw that last night. Punt, punt, punt. And next thing you know, big play, big play, big play, big play. It wore them down. And plus, eventually, Skip, you got to disguise some things. You just can't line up in a cup. They just line up and say, no, we better than you guys. It reminds you when you playing the Raiders in Kansas City. They had those lockdown guys. Okay, we're going to play man coverage. So what? You know we lining up in it. Come beat us. Hmm. But, Skip, I get what Tom Brady has done. The Patriots have won 6 Super Bowls. In a lot of those games, Tom Brady has been second to none. Mm-hmm. But at this year, Skip, he's 19th in QBR. And Skip like, well, he's number one in completions. He's number one in, you know, completion attempts. That's like saying James Harden has made more free throws than anybody this year. Mm. He's attempted more, so that should be a pretty good trade-off.
Well, if LeBron attempted James Harden, he wouldn't come close to that.
We ain't talking
about right?
This.
Thank
is not
you.
About you you always try to get a shot at LeBron.
Get
not,
in there.
It's not about LeBron.
You asked for
No, I did not ask for anything.
Throws its way in.
Right now, Baltimore looks like the best team in the AFC. They can run the football, obviously, with those that three-headed monster, Lamar Jackson, Gus Edwards, and Mark Ingram.
Mark Ingram. Mm-hmm.
Their defense is plenty good enough. They get enough pressure. They got good corners. They can D you up. Considering that, like E.D. was saying, they don't really have anybody outside of Edelman in the receiver court. Now, James White is out of the backfield, and so the thing for what I would do for him is that I would make him stand and block. So I bring the extra guy because, see, they snuck him out the other day, and then Bradley Roby come right up the gut and get a sack. So that's what I would do. That's you have to force him. Skip, you got to force him to block because he's really dangerous. He gets matched up on a linebacker. Mm-hmm. He's going to win 9 times out of 10, and Tom's going to find him. So Brady is not that same guy that he once was, and we're starting to see it. It's apparent. It's obvious to everybody. It was apparent to Pro Football Focus last night because they gave him a 27 QBR.
Well, that's it.
27.
That's ESPN.
Oh, yeah, they gave that. They gave that. Oh, they finally did something right, House Gale. They gave him a 27. I mean, he 19. Skip ain't tell you that, huh? He 19th in QBR.
You don't like that kind of
Danny Dimes, who lost 8 straight games, Jenny.
I know. Oh, I know.
And the turnover machine known as Jameis Winston got a higher QBR than Skip got. Skip, I don't even know why I brought them into this fracas. Because it's not their fault. It's not their fault that Tom Brady gets all this praise from you. So he haven't deserved it this year.
I ask you one last time. Is he done? Is he washed?
He's washed in New England.
He's washed in New England. Is he washed for the rest of this football season? This man calls him an old-ass man. Is he done? I just want to know. I need a write-off. I need him written off.
I'll say this, man. He's an old man compared to Lamar Jackson, Deshaun Watson, Patrick Mahomes, for sure. I mean, for sure.
What you mean, is he done?
Is he washed up for the rest of this year where there's no way he can lift that team to the Super Bowl?
What I just told you. He can go for it. He's the Grand Marshal.
Oh.
The Grand Marshal is not the parade.
Okay.
He's getting carried.
Well, there's no way if he continues to, the offense continues to struggle, they're going to get to the Super Bowl.
But here's the thing. Look at who
wait a second. The Hall of Famer Shannon Sharpe has told me all year, New England's defense is overrated. And it looked pretty overrated last night because Deshaun just chewed it up and spat it out.
Well, yeah. See, normally they're playing the Jets and they're playing teams that don't pose a potential offensive threat. So when you pose an offensive threat and you force Tom Brady to score, then you can be in business.
So, just for the records, after all this stuff that I heard from both of these Hall of Famers, I don't know. These are the final team stats from last night. What if I told you going into the game that New England would wind up with 29 first downs to Houston's 16?
Yes.
29 to 16.
Yeah.
What if I told you New England would go 9 of 17 on third down? Is that good?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
How many came in the last two
drives? Wait a second. I'm asking questions that don't need to be answered.
Okay.
What if I told you New England had a grand total of 448 yards to Deshaun Watson and company having 276? Mm. And what if I told you New England ran the ball for 145 to a paltry 52 for the Houston Texans at home on their turf? Mm-hmm. And what if I told you guys are saying, that defense is huffing and puffing out there. What if I told you that Tom Brady held the ball for 35 minutes to Houston's 25 minutes? What would you tell me? Ooh. What if I told you before the game those are the numbers? You'd say New England won this game by 3 touchdowns.
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah, you would.
But who won the game?
Yeah.
I'm just asking you.
Well, you told me the defense is out there saying, well, what are we doing? You just keep punting.
Right.
Wait a second. They held the ball for 35 minutes to 25.
You're right, Skip.
Wow, interesting.
You're absolutely right. Woo. If you just looked at the stats, woo, that's what that would show you. Mm. But if you watch the game and you see Tom Brady do nothing for 2.5 quarters, he was 15 to 34, 44%, 189, 1 touchdown, 1 INT. Two garbage time drives.
You know what? I'm going to have to figure out. The football has new rules this year. Where it's over after 2.5 quarters. You keep telling me, what about the first 2.5? Well, what about the last quarter and a half? Does it count? Does it count? I want to know.
But
it counts on the scoreboard.
Let me ask you a question.
Did it count against Atlanta in the Super Bowl when they're down?
That's different. They came back.
He keeps going back to that. We're talking about this year.
Okay.
Have you seen that guy this year?
You realize last night came down to an onside kick that Brandon Bolden got his hand on. Can we see that real quick? This is at 50 seconds left in the game, and if he comes up with this football, I would not bet against Tom Brady in that situation.
Guess what? I didn't wait for the last drive. I bet against him going into the game because I picked the Texans. That's what I did.
Yeah, and you were on the floor saying, please God, don't. Please God.
Skip,
Brandon Bolden got his hand on it.
They got a little bit too
close.
They let him score a little bit.
They got too comfortable.
Too comfortable.
Kind of like Atlanta in the Super Bowl just said, go ahead.
But they won the football game.
Okay. So here's the point to your point.
Okay.
Tom Brady has the least threatening weapons in all of pro football, and it ain't even close. If I just grade receiver cores around the league, this is the worst one by far, because I watched Miami spring a big upset that put my Cowboys back in the driver's seat yesterday, and I'm looking at their receivers, and I'm thinking, Devontae Parker and Allen Hurns and Gesicki, the kid from Penn State, the big tight end, I'm thinking, I'll take those three over anything New England has. They started Matt Lacoste at tight end last last night. Mm-hmm. He's bounced around. He got cut twice by the New York Football Giants, and he was the starting tight end. And what happened in the end was, you're right, Romeo backed off. But for the first half, he just said, you know what? I'm going to double James White, and I'm going to double Edelman. You can't have him. Mm-hmm. Well, Brady's trying to throw it to N'Keal Harry, his first-round choice. He tries one throw to him, and N'Keal just, it's bright lights, big stage, and he didn't come very hard for the football, and he didn't fight for the football, and he let Roby run his route for him. And that was the last target that he got that whole night because they doghoused him. And then Thomas had no run game the whole year. And guess what? He just, I don't know if it's he or Josh McDaniels said in the second half, Sony Michel, you're in the doghouse. You're out of the game. They just took him out of the game. And they're running the ball the whole second half with little tiny James White. What is he, like 5'7"?
Yeah.
I don't know, and he can't run through anybody. He's got to have a hole.
Skip, hey, let me ask you this. Tom Brady's first Super Bowl. Now, his wide receivers was Givens, Branch, Patton, and Brown.
Hey, Branch was a stud. He was a Super Bowl MVP.
He was, and guess what? He went to Seattle, and they cut him.
Yep.
Okay, but again, he was a really good player. He could separate. Who can separate?
But my thing is that you're making it seem like all of a sudden he didn't. That's how Brady made his name, because he was doing it with guys not named Marvin Harrison, not the top echelon receivers.
He would make guys.
So he's N'Keal Harry is playing his third game last night. He's trying to get him up to speed,
right.
And he won't get up to speed. And he says, "You're out of the game." And then Jacoby Myers, he's an undrafted rookie free agent. And Tom got frustrated on that 3rd and 6 play in the second quarter, where he's saying, "Just go." If we could see that play quickly. He just said, just go. I got you. There's nobody behind you. He broke his route off to come to Tom, and then Tom's just saying, just go, and he throws it to where he should be, and Jacoby's looking around like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. And Tom goes to the bench, and he's like talking to nobody about, you guys, you got to be quicker. You got to be faster. You got to be more explosive. And I'm saying, you can't get blood from turnips. They're all turnips.
I know a guy yesterday that had 4 touchdowns thrown to an undrafted free agent. Mm. Aaron Rodgers, Lazard, undrafted free agent. Geronimo Allison, undrafted free agent. Huh?
Oh.
Talk to Ms. Gilbert.
Devontae Adams. Second round.
Oh,
stud.
Julian Edelman, Super Bowl MVP. Stud.
Seventh round quarterback. Quarterback from Kent State. Quarterback.
I tried to hit that.
That's all you got.
Done.
And so in the last quarter and a half, Brady just said, hell with it. Mm. I'm forgetting about Jacoby. I'm forgetting about Matt Lacoste. Mm-hmm. I'm definitely forgetting about N'Keal Harry and Sony Michel. So guess what? I'm going back. I'm doing blast from pass. I'm going to go back to what brung me, what got me here. I'm going to throw it to Edelman, and I'm going to throw it to Lil James. And he just kept throwing to both of them, and it kept working because, to your point, they had backed off.
Yes, exactly.
They went from playing 6 DBs, and they tried to play straight-up defense.
Yeah.
But nobody will play them honestly anymore with Jacoby Myers in the lineup. Or Philip Dorsett. He's given up. He threw 3 balls to Dorsett last night where he's saying, what are you doing? And I thought Philip kind of knew how to play.
But here's the thing, though, Skip. The thing is that because teams don't fear them running the football now, they're willing to go 6 DBs.
Correct.
What happened last year when you try to go 6 DBs, they run the ball down your throat with Sonny.
They gash him in the playoffs.
And so right now they can't gash anybody. Okay. So we're gonna play nickel against you, or dime.
And so at the end of the third quarter, Chris Collinsworth on NBC is saying, Brady has more time tonight than he's had the whole year. True.
Right.
But he said nobody can separate.
Right.
Well, what else? It's not Brady washed up. It's just you got to have somebody to
throw to. Aaron Rodgers last year, huh? When he was throwing the ball, when he broke the record for throwaways.
2 years in a row he did.
Guess who leading now?
Yeah, he's leading, but he ain't breaking.
Guess who leading the throwaways? Yeah, he did.
Aaron Rodgers made it unbreakable.
19. I'm trying to figure out how a guy is 29th in completion percentage. Mm. 29!
And leads the whole NFL in completions. That's pretty good.
Skip Bayless, what about attempts?
Is he going to win the Super Bowl? That's the question.
He did throw for 326. I ain't writing them off.
It's
I don't
garbage.
Know about you.
Garbage.
Write them off at your own peril.
Get the Super Bowl.
That's like me, E.B., that's like me going to work out for like 2.5 hours and then go guzzle 2 beers. Empty calories. I ain't doing nothing. That ain't nutrition.
So,
that ain't no must. That ain't what you be drinking with your Metrex.
Metrex is great for you. You should try it.
That's what I'm saying. But you drink beer.
I do not drink.
Okay, then when Tom Brady getting obsessed at the end of the game, is equivalent to you drinking beer.
Oh, okay.
Nothing, empty calories.
Well, no. Empty calories. You know what? Empty calories, if they could get you a near miss onside kick, I'd take all those infallibles. Look
at that. But I'm saying, some people did just what you did. Looked at the stat sheet, 326, but they didn't see what I saw.
First
3 and a half quarter.
You know what I saw last year in the next 2 weeks of the football season a year ago? I saw this same New England team go to Miami and lose, and then I saw them go to Pittsburgh and lose. And I heard this man across from me after the Steelers game say, he's flinching. He's washed up.
Was he flinching?
Yeah, he's flinching. And then you were flinching when the Chargers went up there for that playoff game. You were like, ow.
I just want when Cam get him a new job and the receiver's not getting open and he yelling and screaming about y'all need to do better, I don't want to hear a word. I don't want to hear no word now. Cam a bad teammate.
Okay, when Tom Brady gets back on a roll and they start rolling through the playoffs, I don't want to hear a word.
They ain't going to get on the roll.
And they get on a roll against Patty Mahomes and the Chiefs.
Oh, Mahomes coming to town.
I mean, that's not
you look good. You see him scramble
that
50-yard run?
That one.
Yeah, he looks slower than Tom Brady.
Stop.
We have been talking about that matchup.
He was kind of in slow motion on
that.
Tom Brady running straight up in there.
Thanks for listening to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm Jenny Taft. Join us again at 9:30 a.m. Eastern on Monday for another week of Undisputed. We'll see you then.
Facts, sports, one of one.